So these sessions are called The Shadow and the Substance. Yesterday, we did the Brazen Altar, and we took a perspective of the Brazen Altar from marriage, which is sacrifice and submission. And we covered the mystical union of Christ and the church. So as you look at the Tabernacle of Moses, the second piece of furniture that you would see is called the brazen laver, the brazen laver. And it's found in Exodus chapter 30, verse number 17 to 21. And God gave Moses very specific instructions around the design of the brazen laver, just like he did for all the other pieces of furniture. But the main thing about the brazen laver, firstly, it was placed or positioned between the brazen altar and the sanctuary, or what was known as the holy place. So if you had to enter the holy place, you first had to go past the brazen laver. The purpose of it was it was filled with water. And so the priest, before he would go into the holy place to minister, which could be the changing of the loaves of bread, or even the changing of the oil on the candlesticks, which was done every day, he would first have to cleanse himself by washing their hands and their feet from the water that was in the brazen laver. So they could not come into the holy place to minister if they were not washed from the water that was in the brazen laver. And the Bible is clear, they shall wash with water lest they die. That's in Exodus chapter 30, verse number 20. They shall wash with water lest they die. Now, under the law, that was a shadow. The substance of that in Christ is that the word is now water. And us, unless we are washed in the word or born of the word, we are dead. We are dead in our trespasses and sins. We are dead spiritually. So we cannot be ministers before the Lord until we are washed in the word of God. So death to us is different from the world. Death to us is not having the presence of God in our lives. Death to the world is taken from a physical sense, but death to us in a spiritual sense is when we know that God is not walking with us in the cool of the day. So it is so vital to understand that the washing of the word, while it has its cleansing nature, it also has its refreshing nature to remind us that God is present with us. Remember that his word is equal to his presence. This was the case of the centurion when he said, "Speak the word only, and my servant would be healed." So when the priest would approach the most holy or the holy place, he had to wash before they would enter, lest they should die. Now they had to wash their hands and their feet. Now in Exodus 38, verse number 8, it tells you that the inside of the brazen laver, its base was of bronze, and it was made from bronze mirrors of the serving women who assembled at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. So the bottom of the laver was coated with these mirrors, and these mirrors were from the women that served and assembled at the door. So while the brazen laver carried, in essence, the indication of washing and cleansing for the priest that would minister to the holy place, it is also an indication that you cannot serve in ministry without being washed by the word. So when you would come to the laver as a priest, what would you see? Firstly, when you look into the water, you would see a reflection of yourself. You would see a mirror image of yourself. So the purpose of the brazen laver, firstly, is for the word to be a mirror that reflects our sinful nature. So when we look into the word has the ability as a mirror to reflect our sinful nature, but the word is also able to wash or cleanse us of our sinful nature. Remember in James 1:22, it says, "You must be doers of the word and not only hearers. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer," listen carefully to the words, "he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror." But as you read the context, it tells you, "For he observes himself and he goes away and immediately forgets what kind of man he is. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty," meaning the word of God, "and continues in it, then he is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work." So the word is a mirror that reflects our natural face. It reflects our sinful nature. But water is also a symbol of the word, as Ephesians 5, 20, 25 and 26 tells us, that God is sanctifying or cleansing the church with the washing of water by the word. So while the word reflects your sinful nature, it does not leave you as a person who is condemned or a person who lives with guilt. It also has the ability to wash you from that very sinful nature. So the word reveals our sinful nature, but as we submit to the word, it cleanses us of that sinful nature. Now, this washing had to be done every time the priest went in. It was a continual process. This is called progressive sanctification. Remember, we are being saved. So while we are saved, we are also being saved. Therefore, we need to wash daily in the word. Now, here's a very important part that you need to remember. It is not the priest that washes. It is the word that washes. Oftentimes, when people are listening to the preacher, they get attracted to the preacher, but not the word that the preacher carries. So it's so important to remember, it is not the one who is preaching that is washing you, but it is the word that proceeds out of their mouth that washes you. Just as the water was washing the priest, it was not the priest washing himself, it was the water that was washing him. So the word is able to wash us. Now, while all of that is so important, we must realize that when the word washes us, it must translate into a clean lifestyle. So when you look at the brazen laver, in the context that we are looking at, we are talking about cleanliness or a clean lifestyle. We have to have clean hands, we have to have clean feet, we have to have clean mouth, we have to have clean intentions. How we handle matters and how we walk on the earth must reflect that we have been washed in the word of God. Samuel was a witness of clean hands. You can see that as a judge, he took no bribes. And 1 Samuel 12, 3 to 5 talks about how he could say to them, "Witness before the Lord, if I have cheated anyone, if I have oppressed anyone, and whose hand have I received a bribe?" He says, "I will restore it to you." So they said, "You have not cheated us nor oppressed us." And he said to them, they answered, "He is a witness." Now, our lifestyle, when we are washed by the word, must be a witness to people that we are a clean people, that we are a holy people, that we are a sanctified people. We cannot say that we are doing the word without it being reflected by a clean lifestyle, by having clean hands. In business, our hands must be clean. In any order of administration, our hands must be clean. With the South African Revenue Service, our hands must be clean. In any kind of dealing that we are involved in, our hands must be clean. These clean hands are a reflection that we have been washed by the word of God. It also says in Ephesians 5 that we must walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. When our walk is washed in the word, you find that you walk circumspectly. You walk with great wisdom. You walk with wise people. And it is so important for clean hands and clean feet to be reflected in everyday life. Too often, people are deceptive, they are unfaithful, they are unreliable, they don't keep their word. This often reveals that they are not allowing the word to wash and to cleanse them. Even Paul, when he spoke to his son Timothy, this is what he said. He said, you must have faith and a good conscience. Oftentimes, how do you get faith? Faith comes by hearing the word of God. So when you hear the word of God, you get faith. But you must also have a good conscience. And the good conscience is reflected by clean actions, clean hands. So while you can have faith by listening to the word and receiving the word, the good conscience part is important. The verse will tell you some have rejected the word concerning their faith and have suffered shipwreck. So oftentimes the shipwreck that people suffer is they are hearing the word in faith, but their actions, it is not translating to a clean lifestyle. And this is why they end up being shipwrecked in their faith. So we must have faith. We can have faith, but no conscience. And this is when we become shipwrecked. Our faith must affect your conscience. Your faith must affect your conscience. This is called the renewing of your mind, Ephesians 4:23, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Our mind is renewed when we allow the word to transform our minds. This will translate into conformity to the word of God. And when we conform to the word of God, it will translate into behavioral change where we have clean hands. Now, under the law of Moses, there was hygiene laws, as we all know. And those hygiene laws were there for a very specific reason. It was there to prevent plagues taking place among the people. This is why the Bible says any man who becomes unclean by some occurrence, he had to go and live outside the camp and not come inside because they were afraid that a plague would spread amongst the people. Also, if you had to take care of your refuse, or even if you had to go to the toilet, as it were, everything had to be done outside the camp. You had to carry an implement, you had to go outside the camp, and you had to make sure that you dig a hole and that you cover your refuse. Now, the pandemic that we have faced and still facing has revealed how unhygienic our environments are. It also reflects how unclean people are. It's a plague amongst us. The nature of people have become very evil in their intentions and very unclean in their behavior and very deceptive in their ways. This is what the pandemic is reflecting. And we must be able to see what God is emphasizing, that you have to wash your hands, you have to sanitize your house, you have to clean the environment, you have to make everything hygienic. Cleanliness is an emphasis from God right now. And even in our spirit man, we must be able to see that in all our doings, we must be a clean people. Let me put it in a very simple way to you. Remove the rubbish and the dung from the camp. Get rid of all that stuff that's besetting us and holding us down, that is causing plagues in our midst and causing it to be in our camp. You cannot ascend to the mountain of the Lord unless we have clean hands and a pure heart, as Psalms 24 verse 3 to 4 tells us. Ascension, elevation, upward momentum, growth, increase is only made possible through having clean hands and a pure heart. If you want to see your lives take a new trajectory for 2022, it has to be from the perspective of a clean lifestyle. David's heart was grieved when he cut the edge of Saul. What does that tell you? He had a conscience. But what happened to him later on when he prospered, when he came into the fulfillment of his purpose, and when he was successful, he lost his conscience. He could have a man killed by sending him to the forefront of battle. He lied. He did things that he was not supposed to do because he had no conscience. But someone had to become the conscience to him in the form of the prophet Nathan. So the word must renew our mind and change our character. Remember in Revelation 22 verse number 1, that the river that flows from under the throne of God is a river of life, but it is clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne and of the Lamb. The throne is a seat of administration, a seat of governance, a seat of judgment, a seat of rulership. And the water that's flowing from that throne is water of life, but it is clear as crystal. It is pure water. It is clean water. That water is in us in the form of the Word and the Spirit. The throne of God is now our hearts. And what must flow from our hearts is clear, clear, clean, crystal water. In that clear, clean, crystal water is our dominion. When you have clean hands, you will come to a place of rulership and dominion. Let me leave you with this verse as we close today in Isaiah 1, verse number 16. Wash your hands, wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, the prophet Isaiah says. Put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Rebuke the oppressor. Defend the fatherless, plead for the widow. We must wash ourselves, even as Ruth was instructed by Naomi before she could present herself to Boaz. Let the word wash us and clean us and purify us so that we can sit on the throne with him and rule in the midst of our enemies. The Lord bless you. Amen.